We had such a great time at Clean Slate, but if you did not have the opportunity to attend, there's a new blog post on davidandrewweeb.com titled Clean Slate Debrief. Thank you, Victoria. This post is loaded with photos and videos and slides and PDFs. You're going to love it. Check it out on the website. I also want to take this moment to acknowledge our incredible sponsors. First and foremost, Hugh Shearer. He also voiced Rick Chunnels in the Misadventures of Axel Brunson series, as well as Indie Gigging at indiegigging.com. They have some incredible resources for gigging musicians and artists, and I've even written a couple of pieces for them. So go to indiegigging.com. Again, thank you, thank you, thank you to our sponsors. We could not have done this without you. So there's something I recently found that kind of gave me pause around the whole constant go, 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 push more, publish more, always be productive, get more done side of things. And surprisingly, it had nothing to do with health, although of course, health is really important. And I came back from Calgary with eye floaters and I'm doing what I can to reduce them by cleansing and cleaning up my diet, and it seems to be helping. But this insight didn't come from some kind of health scare or anything else. It came from some personal development work that I've been doing. And as you know, I'm constantly reading and listening to things. At this point, it's like there's really only deeper realizations in a way. You're not going to discover something completely new for the first time by the time you've read several hundred books and read thousands of articles and listened to thousands of podcasts and been through various personal development programs. But the essence of what I heard was this, and again, it's not something revolutionary or completely new. I've probably read or heard or seen stuff like this dozens of times, and yet this time it kind of hit me square between the eyes, and that was this. When you do things for personal gain and for selfish reasons, even the successes you do get, and you can totally get successes being selfish, trust me, even the successes you do get tend to crumble or be taken away or tend to be stolen from you. And I've personally had some successes that were like that. I just couldn't quite figure out. It's like I accomplished all this, but suddenly something appears to distract from that success or detract from that success, or the success itself just doesn't seem meaningful to anyone but me. Like it makes no difference whatsoever in the eyes of the people that I'm supposed to be serving and care about most. And I couldn't quite make sense of that. But I've started to have some growing awareness around this more recently as I've been diving into some personal development material. And so first and foremost, success earned through selfish means or done for personal profit or selfish gain tend to crumble. They don't last. They're not meaningful. And things we do to benefit those around us, like our team members or collaborators or partners or employees, and the things we do to benefit customers. You might remember me talking about win-win-win before, and that's definitely in line with this. We want to create a win-win-win situation where there's something in it for everyone. Like there's something everyone cares about. And that made me go like, yeah, I love creating things. And on the other hand, like I feel like it's okay to kind of slow down and look at what it is I'm doing. And I think there's sort of three broader categories as I think about it. The first one is like something that's done completely out of selfishness. You know that there's a gain in it. You know that there's some kind of credibility or authority boost, or you might be awarded or credited in some way. And you do it because of that. And of course, I've done stuff like that. And then the second category is stuff that you just do for fun. You ever notice how sometimes you go and do like some kind of fun side project that has nothing to do with your main one and suddenly it takes off? You're not the only one. Like this has happened to many people. The things you do for fun, it's almost like people get to join in and be a part of the inside joke. And then the third category is I don't want to call it philanthropic, but it's doing something for humanity, right? Your products and services in some way, shape or form is benefiting humanity. Lots of people hate McDonald's, lots of people hate Starbucks, but they are adding value to society in some way, shape or form. That's why they're valuable and that's why they're successful, because at some level, there is a win, and it's not just a win for the person who created the company. It's not just a win for the executives. There's another win somewhere for the customers, most likely. So for me, I'm starting to think the sweet spot is not in category number one. You can probably tell from everything I've said already that selfish pursuits may not really get you where you want to go. You might get a few PhDs and MDs and some letters after your name and Dr. this and Mr. that and titles and whatnot. And look, some people are really into that stuff and some people really take that seriously, and there's nothing wrong with that, but it's probably not going to do a whole lot more than that. Like a doctor who earns a whole bunch of degrees and gets a bunch of letters after their name, unless they benefit humanity in some way, it makes no difference whatsoever, right? It's just a matter of status at that point. And so I think the sweet spot is number two and number three, right? Doing something for fun with no expectation that it's going to do anything or go anywhere. No monetary gain, no viral social media, nothing like that. It's just you're doing it for fun and it might go there, right? Has the opportunity or the chance to go there. But the reason you do it is for your personal fulfillment. And that's much better than category number one, doing it for profit and selfish gain. And so the sweet spot then between two and three, and then three, of course, is creating that win-win at least, and hopefully a win-win-win. Doing something, creating a product or service that benefits you, sure, but also benefits humanity. I was recently watching a guitar video with Tom DeLonge, and it's not like I'm the biggest Blink-182 fan in the world, but like in their own words, they were popping in the late 90s and early 2000s, and how could you get away from that, right? So I heard What's My Age Again and some of their other popular songs, All the Small Things, and I enjoyed it. You know, that's kind of where I got started on the guitar too, in a way. And he was saying, like, the thing that we try to do is create music that is simple enough to get across to anyone. Like he says, sometimes you got to take a step back. You might have something that you specifically want to do with your art, but recognize that if you do really complicated things, if your chord progression is super sophisticated, if you've got swept arpeggios all over the place, then maybe there's an audience that relates to that. And then there's another audience, and probably really the masses, to be accurate, that doesn't get it, really doesn't get all the technical side of things and just wants to hear something cool or fun. And that's the kind of music that Blink-182 plays. So when you think about that example, it's like, okay, their music benefits the listener. And, you know, by their own admission, they may not be the best at singing. They may not be the best at playing. But they sort of struck this balance where they're good enough at what they do to command an audience. So to me, like, that really does fall somewhere between two and three. So next time you have a success and you're wondering, like, why wasn't this more meaningful? Like, why didn't this take me somewhere? Why don't people recognize me as so-and-so with this credential or this award or anything else that I've accomplished? And the reason is probably, and you do the looking yourself, but the reason is probably because what you were working on was number one, selfish, and not number two, doing it for the fun of it, or number three, doing it to serve a greater cause.
Unlock the secrets to skyrocketing your productivity, boosting performance, and maximizing profits with my latest premium guide, the Productivity, Performance, and Profits Black Book. Tailored for independent artists and entrepreneurs, this comprehensive resource is your roadmap to turning ideas into reality. Say goodbye to abandoned projects collecting dust on your shelves or buried in your hard drives. It's time to bring your vision to life. Grab your free copy of the Productivity, Performance, and Profits Black Book now at davidandrewweeb.com/blackbook. That's WIEBE. Don't miss out on the key to unlocking your success.